Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Tony Zork, who's the founder of Upgrade My Country. Tony, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Well, I always love when I can infer definitions or clarification of when I hear like, oh, what's the name of your company? Or, oh, look, Upgrade My Country. So, boy, we're upgrading something. That's good. But you've got a big task in front of you if you're looking to upgrade my country. So I'm excited to hear what you are all about. But get us started with your story and what's your background?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm an entrepreneur by background. So I've listened to your podcast before and like many of the people on your podcast. So I started out of school as an accountant. I'm a certified public accountant by training. And then I became a software engineer and started an accounting software company. And then I sold that to a private equity firm in 2021 to start this movement, Upgrade My Country. And to fix our broken democracy, Mike. I firmly believe our system of government's broken and needs to be repaired by the outside of the Washington establishment, and needs an entrepreneur to go in and do this. And that's why I started Upgrade My Country, and it also running for president in 2024.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I was saying, boy, that's a big row to hoe and a big hill to climb. So it's just, but it's like, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? So you got to start somewhere. And how are some of these issues that you are perceiving, how are they affecting business leaders and entrepreneurs?
Well, Mike, the best thing about this country and what I really loved about this country was the opportunity to be an entrepreneur. I mean, to me, that is the modern American dream, is to work hard and do something good for people and reap the rewards for that. And I see that disappearing. I see that disappearing in America as corporate monopolies and duopolies start to take over, as the whole system becomes broken and corrupt, as we become more divided in every way, both in income equality and in political right and left beliefs. So I think, you know, that's what's happening in America. And the Upgrade My Country is a big task. It's two constitutional amendments. So one is for term limits in Washington, D.C. So that means the same players can't stay there and serve themselves. And then the second is what we call refereed elections. So, Mike, what's going on in Washington is it's just no different than any other competition, like a football game or a baseball game. And in all of these competitions that we have, there's always, that we take seriously, there's always a referee or a judge or an umpire that monitors the rules to make sure the teams aren't cheating. And that role doesn't exist in Washington and hasn't. And as things have gotten so competitive over the years, what's happened is there's a red team and a blue team, and there's no referee in the game. And each team, once one team cheats, the other team goes to cheat too. And then it becomes a contest of cheating. And that's what we have now. So it's just a contest of bribing, cheating, and lying. And it's not going to change till we fix the system. And like you said, it's a big hike. I think of it like a mortgage, right? Do you own a home? I imagine you probably do.
I do. And I know I used to be in the mortgage banking industry about 15 okay. years ago. And I know an interesting point, which maybe is the one you're going to make, but maybe it's not. The Latin derivative of the word mortgage is death grip.
Well, so the thing is, when you sit down and you sign that first mortgage, right, and get that house, you're like, oh my God, 30 years of payments. However am I going to pay off this house? And I think this is kind of the same thing, whereas, but I need to own a home. I need to level up, and I'm going to go ahead and do it. And I think we're in the same thing. Where do you begin fixing something that big? It's like that mortgage. It's the same feeling, but you might as well get going on it. And that's what I'm doing. And that's why I'm running for president in 2024.
So what are the things that you would say to an entrepreneur or a business owner that you would be fighting for on their behalf? Because if there is a you know, sway toward corporate America and maybe, I don't know, tax benefits, what are some of the things that entrepreneurs can benefit from in your crusade?
Yeah, well, so every citizen can benefit from a system that's for the people, by the people, of the people, right? And entrepreneurs are included in that subset. And like I said, I think this really gets back to the American dream that is disappearing in the current environment. So, you know, one of the things I think the listeners of this podcast might find pretty interesting, Mike, is that the political industries, let's put like quotations around that, is absolutely no different than any business industry. Okay. Yeah. So it's absolutely no different in that there's a candidate. The candidate is the product or the service, and that the candidate who wins the contract or the election or wins in the marketplace is the one that's best marketed and advertised. Right. And so what the candidates do now is, because that's the case, they go to all corporate sponsors who are happy to have money to get their way in the Congress and fund those campaigns. And so in essence, what we have is two law firms that work for corporations and represent them in the Congress versus citizens. And so this is a complete and total business dynamic. So if you think about what the problem really is the Constitution demands that we have almost like a business to consumer model in the political industry, where the politicians should serve just the consumers or the citizens. But what's going on is there's a B2B submodel, which is these two law firms serving corporations, that's not supposed to exist per our Constitution, but is now the predominant business model. So So what I'm doing with Upgrade My Country is, and what entrepreneurs can think about it as, is it's the first ever B2C offering in the political industry. Whereas we've got a president and political parties committed to only funding by citizens. And then what has to change is citizens have to donate to that presidential candidate and those political parties to make it work. And that's something really foreign to citizens. But it's very much in line with a business problem. And entrepreneurs, where they come in is service to their country. So let's say we can do this. Let's say we can get an independent elected as president, and we really change the Constitution, then the right people to go to Washington are the people listening on this podcast. They're entrepreneurs. They're innovators. They're people who can bring innovative ideas to the government and make change. Because at the end of the day, when you look at what the Congress predominantly does, there's really three categories of issues. There's social issues, social economic issues, and economic issues. Social issues really have no impact on GDP or the budget, right? And you know, we can fight on all those things all day long, but the predominant amount of issues are social economic issues and economic issues, where entrepreneurs are the ideal candidates to go to Congress and serve their country.
You know, you mentioned B2B, B2C. We know there's B2G, business to government. I will submit to you that there's another series of letters that would supersede those. And if you keep this series of letters in mind, then all these other issues really come to life, which is H to H, human to human. Because in reality, that sometimes those people or the humans or the feelings, they get left out of that equation, because it gets to be all about, like you said, the B2B and B2C.
It does. I mean, and that's also where it is run. You know, the two firms, the Republican and Democratic duopoly, that they also collude to keep others out, right? That duopoly, it's faceless in terms of the human element of it. You know, I mean, I think it. Look at this past week. We had the shooting in Nashville, and 6 people dead, 3 adults, 3 children in an elementary school. So this happened once in New Zealand, and they fixed the law, and, you know, it didn't happen again. And, you know, this happens weekly here. And it's not that we want to take away people's gun rights, But in a system that you don't trust, one, the problem needs to be solved. There's got to be some common sense gun laws out there. Yeah. And two, no, I understand how nobody who wants to give up any other rights in a system that they don't trust, right? So that the biggest thing is restoring trust to the government. And we have that human to human element back to what, you know, where it could, where it should be.
You know, on your website, you talk about villains and heroes, and from a, as a marketer, that resonates with me because it's the hero's journey and, you know, you're not the hero, you're the guide. So I love your wording there, but talk a little bit more about what are the villains of democracy.
Yeah. So I, Mike, I mean, I adopted a story brand technique to market this movement. Because, and I really thought it was the right marketing approach. And it's also a content marketing approach. If you look at, I've created music and story around this. I've sung, I became a singer-songwriter, sung 25 songs, recorded them. So you can listen to my full music catalog on Spotify. This Friday, tomorrow, we're releasing an album of 12 songs. And there'll be 18 songs out. As well as the story. And we created a short film to illustrate the story called Upgrade My Country, The Story. But this, so the story brand is the marketing technique that helps simplify this for the average person. You know, what's going on in Washington is so convoluted and complex. And the story where there are three villains or three kind of clowns, and then there's a hero and a guide. We are hoping will simplify the issue for people interested in this movement. But the villains are called Harry, Curly, and Bo. Harry is a lobbyist or profiting agent. He makes money off the dysfunction in Washington. Bo is an abusive capitalist. He's using the Congress to buy his way to unfairly you know, create block laws and block taxes and laws that would hurt him and, you know, pass legislation that's really going to help him, but circumventing the citizens, buying it directly for him. And then Curly. Curly's a self-serving politician who's there to, you know, funded by Bo and brokered by Harry. And they're the villains of democracy, where I think, you know, where the public often labels business people as abusive capitalists, when there's so many businesses, so many entrepreneurs, the vast majority of them are not. They're good people. They're good business people. They are not. They're not political at all. They're not giving any money to the political system, and they're typically small and mid-sized businesses, which we need a lot more of in America, and less too big to fail, big companies with a lobby buying their way through the Congress. And in a government of the people, for the people, by the people, I think we would appropriately regulate that and not let get companies too big and corner the marketplace and let small SMB companies thrive more.
You know, it's reminds me of the old story, and I forget whether it's something to the effect of grandpa and grandson are walking down the beach. Grandpa looks down, he sees all these starfish washed up. He starts throwing one back and he goes, "Hey, this is a living creature. Let's save this one," throws it back. And the grandson goes, "Wow, there's hundreds and hundreds. You can't save them all." And he goes, "Yep, but I can save this one." And so it's really kind of like what you've been saying all of this whole conversation. You really get to the point where it's a big task. You have to start somewhere, and you make inroads here, raise the messaging, and then that gets that awareness up.
It does. And it starts with leadership. I mean, an independent, if you can imagine, I know it's really hard to people to imagine, the last independent who got elected to office was George Washington. So It was a long time ago. But then again, the country's never been this much of a train wreck, this close to collapse. And Mike, I think it's easy for entrepreneurs to see this when they look at the debt level of the country. Any, you know, the debt is such an indicator of how ridiculous this is. And we are abusing our place in the world, that we are the default currency, and our past, where we've been, just driving the debt higher and higher. And both parties do it. It's not one or the other. Both drive it just sky high. And any entrepreneur would know, and any person would know what scales. It's really funny, because what is logical for a person or appropriate for a person in terms of debt use is the same for a business, and it's the same for the country. You wouldn't spend your whole life taking on more and more debt without ever paying any of it back or really raising your income, right? Yeah, that's what.
Hopefully
that's
not.
Yeah, I mean, you can't do that as a citizen. You can't do that as an entrepreneur. But yet, the government, this is the standard operating procedure, and it's going to collapse on us at some point. You know, I don't know when. I'm as shocked as high as it is now, but it will. It cannot go on forever. So
what do you say to someone that says, okay, that's great, you've got wonderful ideas, I resonate with them, but anyone who says the quote unquote, I'm heading to Washington to change things and right this ship, you know, gets, you know, inundated with wave after wave of opposition and nothing ever gets done. You get swept into mediocrity and it's just like now your campaign pitches are just moderated out.
I'm not sure what to say other than I think I can get elected as president. I'm running as a real candidate, Mike. I'm not running to, sell music or create a side business or anything. I do think I have a shot. It's early in the game. I have to get more of a following. I have to get more awareness. But I have three steps that if I can accomplish these, I can win. So one is I have to get ballot access. And that's what I would ask a lot of your listeners to do is go to upgrademycountry.org, click on the ballot tab and complete that a little form there to help give me ballot access. It'll pledge ballot access in your state. If I can get ballot access in, all the states, that's the first step. I need to raise $250 million. And then I need to pull nationally over 15%. I can get to the presidential debates. And then I think I can win the election from there. And I think with the power of the presidency, I can really start to make real change. I think it's hard without that power of that position.
Yep. And positioning is where it's at. It gives you so much power. And I think that is, you mentioned some numbers here, 250 million in ballot access. Those are huge asks, but you've got to get out there and plug away and make the ask. And I think that is spectacular. So
it is,
I think
yeah.
that anyone listening that is interested in helping you in your cause, upgrademycountry.org. I will have that in the show notes so they can easily click on that. Any final thoughts? And we will wrap up and good luck to you.
No final thoughts, Mike. Thank you so much for having me. And yeah, you're right. You got to start somewhere, and I'd love your listener support.
Well, Tony, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a real pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.